I have written two articles today on the unfolding story connected to the secret meeting behind the Kansas State Legislature and DHS, where they were taken to secret briefings, signed non-disclosure agreements. But we have a handle with our intelligence sources around the country of what is happening. And I published that in two articles. There's a third part coming out in the morning that's even more damning, because this is a story with many moving parts. And much of what I said earlier today that was the Hodges hypothesis is now being presented as this is the best evidence and this is our conclusion based on the best evidence as it is right now. Let's go back and establish some facts, shall we? We reported heavily here on this channel about drones circling Colorado, and we assumed they were looking for guns. Some people don't believe that at all. Some people say it's a joint operation, guns plus they're looking for something that's missing. What's missing? Well, if you ask many of the federal agents who are known, they're in the field, they're all looking for two missing nuclear weapons, and they have been for about 9 months. And this is no secret. Many people in the independent media are talking about this, and they're writing about this. They've written about it for a long time. And the drones have sniffers on them, and they were looking to detect the nuclear weapons. The drones also expanded their area of operation from eastern Colorado north to the southern panhandle of Nebraska and far into Kansas.